The New Trier High School Racial Civil Rights Seminar Day has made some national headlines. That's an understatement.
This township is not representative of the larger United States, and we have a moral obligation to prepare ourselves for our futures beyond this community.
So a lot of parents, and this was drummed up somewhat by people who have a political agenda, but a lot of parents thought it should have been far more diverse. They don't want it shut down.
The idea of shutting it down because they don't like some of the positions of some of the speakers seems ridiculous to me.
But they would like some speakers added. It comes up on the 28th. He drove north to Winnetka last night to make his presence and his thoughts known. He's Pastor Corey Brooks from the New Beginnings Church on the south side and Project Hood and a returning guest here at WS. Pastor Brooks, we played your comments from last night a couple of different times. So you've offered yourself up as a speaker to offer some diversity to the political aspect of this. And have they accepted your offer?
Well, I haven't heard any word, but I'm going to continue to make myself available. And if they choose to use me, I'd be glad to help as much as I possibly can, because I will give them a different point of view. I think what's going to happen is that they're going to have some speakers who are going to lead people to believe that African-Americans all think the same way, and that is not necessarily true.
Had they left the word racial out of the title of the seminar, so it just read, Understanding Today's Struggle for Civil Rights, do you think it'd be such a national controversy?
I don't know. The problem is more so not just the term that they're using. The problem is more so the speaker lineup. I think that there's not a diversity of thought. And it's amazing to me that oftentimes people on the left claim to be so open-minded, except when it comes to conservative thoughts and conservative opinions. As soon as a conservative or someone different from the leftist view tries to present themselves and present their thoughts, they're quickly cut down, and that is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's an understatement, too. Pastor Corey Brooks is joining us. He was at New Trier last night as part of the school board meeting. He joins John and Ray on WDLS.
Pastor, you know, it seems today that everything is race-based. Race permeates everything, and that's what sets you apart from everybody else, because the things you said last night, it's poverty, not race, that divides us. And, you know, once that message gets out, and I think New Trier would be crazy not to have you up there, that is the kind of thing that brings people together, and I think that's the thing that worries this country. My God, if we could all just, focus on what we have in common as to what we, you know, have not in common, we'd be better off.
Yeah, I agree totally. You know, there are some race pimps, I call them, and those are individuals who are making money and of our grievances, and they want us to continue to have grievances with whites and blacks not getting along, and that is unfortunate. So we got to do a better job at making sure that we don't judge people by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, just like Martin Luther King said. And we got to make sure that people understand that at this day and time in America, we're not dealing with a race issue. We're dealing with a poverty issue.
Pastor Corey Brooks of New Beginnings Church and Project Hood, thank you for your time this morning.
All right, thank you so much.
Take care, Pastor. By the way, the school has disputed claims that they're spending $500,000 on the seminar day. It does cost $30,000.
Yeah, $500,000 is a little much.
That'd be a little north, yeah. They're offering $200 honorariums to workshop presenters from outside the school as well.
$30,000 is the budget that radio station has a month. That's what they bring in advertising.
Oh, really? I did not know that.